Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The problem with Jumbo Jackson, you got a good rhythm of hands open, legs open, or closed or whatever, and then you switch up somewhere in the middle, and now you don't know what you're doing.
I'm black. I got rhythm. That don't happen to me.
What's that like, Daniel? What is that like?
That don't happen to me. My Jumbo Jackson's on point.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, yo? Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas, here at YME Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. What up?
Hey, Danny.
Yo, what's up, Danny?
How y'all boys doing, man?
Great. Always good having you here.
That's right. I got the homie. You got more appearance than anybody, man.
Really?
My right-hand man right here. You guys want me to co-host? Now I got Ari Shaffir in the house.
I'll be Danny C.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing, man?
I'm
you
doing
back,
great.
Like we was talking, man. Y'all asked in Austin so much, you might as well live here, man.
So many people think I live here now.
I know, man. Oh, everybody's moving here now. You might as well join the gang,
they
man.
They're pushing so hard. It's a bachelorette town. I don't want to live here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to HEB.
What's that? You been there?
Yeah, you don't like the HEB?
Who did I go see there? Where did Pink Floyd
play? Not the HEB Center, the actual grocery store.
Oh. Yeah, that's okay.
It's all just single women in there, man.
God, dressed up, too.
Yeah, they looking for it, man. I think they said the population is like way more women than men here.
There's some whores in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm a one-woman man.
Sure, but you have eyes.
I mean, you know, I try to keep it to myself for the most part, you know. But, yeah,
I'm
man.
Here a lot. I love it here. You like it? It's been how long has it been? 3-4 years for you?
No, almost three.
Damn.
Yeah, I love it here. Yeah. I wish I'd have lived here a lot sooner, man. I mean, it's crazy because Austin is like, it's a special city to me, man. I owe a lot of my career to Austin,
uh-huh.
You know, with South by Southwest. And, you know, like, I've literally, my whole career changed after playing South by Southwest.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What happened to South by?
I came down here, you know how you do in the beginning, you play South by Southwest, you just playing at these random bars and small venues and going everywhere. And Ralphio Sadiq was supposed to be at Fader Fort, which was like the biggest, you know, show down here to get. And then he canceled. And so then I was like cracking. I was just starting to come up. Then so they threw me on the lineup and I killed the show. And then I actually seen like everything just changed almost to even the next year. I was headlining Fader Fort.
Really?
I was on the cover of the magazine and everything. Yeah.
Because you blew it out.
I mean, I wouldn't say just that one show. I mean, I did a lot of stuff in between that, but it was like, damn, what difference a year make kind of thing, you know? So yeah, it was great, man. And then now I've been, South by Southwest always happened around my birthday and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I always would get like cool birthday shows and shit. I get like, make a nice little money, you know?
South by used to be so fucking cool.
Yeah, I remember it was more like band oriented.
Yeah.
It'd been more like, and I used to like it because it was always like all the up and coming people. So you can go to these shows and you get put up on people. But now it's like a lot more.
I saw Courtney Barnett here once. We were doing shows at like shitty nothing bars, you know, sleeping on friends' couches. And then she was just like, all right, she went. I was like, this lady's good.
Yeah.
And no one really heard of her.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a lot different. Now it's like
different.
A lot more like real like industry events and shit like that. Like
one thing about Doritos stage.
Yeah, Doritos stage. Yeah, that was the craziest shit. That's what I knew it all changed then.
I actually, so corporate.
I actually won't be here this year for South by Southwest because I'm already be on the road.
Well,
so,
I'm sure you'll have some Doritos out there and feel like home.
Doritos, man, they getting too crazy with the flavors, man. They need to just dial it back a little bit, man.
What do you got, red or ranch?
Because I had the line, stink pussy smell like Cool Ranch Doritos, a lot of people think I don't like Cool Ranch Doritos, but those are actually my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, if you had to serve at a party, you could only serve one, like in one of those big bowls at a party, which do you serve?
Oh, yeah, you go with the regular.
We go with the regular.
You go with the regular, but if you want to be honest, my favorite Doritos was pizza flavored. Remember they used to have those?
Yeah, for a brief time.
With the green bag. Them shits was fire, man.
Yeah.
Man, and the hot ones, too. I like the hot
ones.
That's
super hot.
Yeah,
they
hot as fuck, though.
They get you after a while. Oh, here we go. I got a bunch.
The pizzeria ones. The taco ones is good, too.
The taco ones are good. Dude, I was in Ecuador. They had a bunch of weirdo flavors. They're like guinea pig flavor.
No, that's what I'm saying. Taco, they've been going crazy with
Tapatio,
the flavors.
That's not bad. Oreo.
No, they got to
what
be trolled.
What the fuck?
That's a troll. That's not real. Ain't no Oreo flavored Doritos.
How could there be Oreo flavored Doritos?
I mean, you'll be surprised, man. I've had some crazy chips. One place, we were just talking about London. They got all the crazy chips out there. I love the fucking the pickle onion Monster Munch.
The Monster Munch is good.
Monster Munch. I was ordering cases of that shit on Amazon and shit, getting the fucking stale Monster Munches and shit.
You can't get it here, so you're like, I miss it. I got to get it. That's why I used to have Werner shipped to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Michigan.
I know. So that's why I brought it up.
You got sick. You used to get sick back in the day. Your mama ain't give you no cough syrup. She just give you Werners.
Flat Werners.
But actually, no, it works. You can put Werners in the microwave with a peppermint.
What?
Put a peppermint in a cup of Werner's and put it in the microwave to get it warm. That shit'll knock all that shit out you. You'd be fucking coughing up mucus and all kind of shit, man. So that shit really does work.
Damn, it's ginger beer. It's the one with bite.
I love ginger beer. Ginger beer's my thing too. But now, man, I don't know. I got sick when I was on the road.
Yeah.
I always get sick. I think it's those hotel beds, man. Motherfuckers be busting nuts everywhere. You don't know what's going on.
I think that's what keeps me healthy. You find the nuts.
Oh my God.
Get in there. Get immune.
And then just get fucking sick and shit, man. So I don't have to, ever since I've been in Texas, though, I ain't really got too sick and shit. I know people talking
They don't believe in sickness here.
Yeah.
So it's like Freddy Krueger.
I've seen people talking about COVID ramping back up.
I had it like a month and a half ago. I got this little cough. Won't go away now.
In New York?
In New York, and then I was done. I brought it here. I hope they release it. I was like, let those people believe. I was like, Rogan's like, you done with it? Like, no, I'm not.
That is the scary thing, man. But I feel like shit. They ain't shutting shit down no more. They're not shutting anything down.
They'll just kill you now.
Yeah, that's what they said. Now this new COVID just gonna kill you. Yeah. Like, you get this shit, you're gonna die.
Be gone.
I'm terrified of that shit, man. It's like, damn, every time I put out an album, man, the fucking COVID hit, man. They gonna cancel my tours and shit again. I'm gonna fucking curse, man. It's some bullshit, man. I'm trying to get on the road. I need some money, man. It's some bullshit, man. So you've been coming back and forth to Austin, man. You don't like it here, man?
No, I do like it. But I was like, I'm done with downtown. I told them, I was like, you can't put me downtown anymore.
Oh, 6th Street?
Yeah, fuck that.
It's animals. It's animals.
That's why those Jews are digging those tunnels to get out from not walking on 6th Street.
Yeah, but what was, I've seen it. I've seen it, but I don't really know. What was the whole thing with that?
If I had to guess, I'm thinking it was because they locked down the synagogues in COVID, and the Jews were like, fuck you, we'll find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they dug under there. And then, you know how Jews, you don't have to get involved with this, but
I got to ask you, man. That's what I'm
But like, once they had them, like, COVID's over, you can open up the doors. Like, yeah, but we already got these tunnels. May as well use them for storage and stuff.
I mean, this might be another stupid question, too, but why they be kicking the chickens in the bags? I seen that before when I was in New York one time.
You saw
it? Yeah. It was feathers everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like a sin ritual for the Day of Atonement. So you put all your sins on this chicken and then you fucking slide him around, like, God, take these sins, and then you slice his fucking throat.
You did that shit before?
Yeah, once or twice. it scarred me, though. I didn't know it was
really?
Coming.
So you don't fuck with that?
No, I just, I'll eat chicken.
Yeah, I love chicken. Like, if anything, I want to put love into the chickens, man.
Yeah.
Like,
you can still cook them.
After the fact, no, man. That's
you give them to poor people.
That's
tell
how you
them
get mental health.
Extra.
That's like mental health issues start. You wondering why you fucking.
There he is. Look at him. Swiping the chickens over there.
I've seen it. I'm telling you, I've seen it. I was in New York one time, man, in Brooklyn. And these motherfuckers was going crazy.
It's the Brooklyn
Jews.
It's the old style Jews.
And they was going crazy fucking the chickens up. I'm like, man, this. And I'm like, damn, that's the chicken they be giving to churches. That's why churches chicken be all. That's them chickens they send to churches.
Well, you guys do the blood. Drink the blood of Christ.
I don't do that.
Well, I mean, fair.
Oh, you talking about like drinking a little grape juice?
Yeah, man,
you be wanting more of that shit.
In the old days, you used to drink Jew blood.
They give you that little cracker. They'd be like, man, hold up, let me get some more of that shit. You be hungry as hell in church, man. I used to go to a Filipino church, man. They used to have the best meals after, man. They have a fucking whole pig on the table with the apple in the mouth. I used to love that shit,
what?
Man. Yeah, Filipino church is different. Filipino church, I guess they are like normal, like Christian church situations.
Yeah, but Filipinos are wild. They get the balut. You ever have balut?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't had it, but I've seen it.
I had it in Cambodia once.
Do you like? I mean, yeah. You
it was all right. You gotta go. It's like, yeah, it's gross. It's
you
like
went on a long mission one point in time where you was just going around eating crazy shit.
Yeah, I try to find. I have to eat anything.
What was the worst shit?
It might have been balut.
Really?
It's like an unformed egg. Yeah. You had it, New Kid? Wow.
I've seen it. Yeah. I love Filipino food.
It's Filipino food's good if you get the right place. If you get a shitty place, it's bad.
I mean, it's pretty much like shit, normal nigga food, to be honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like spaghetti and chicken and shit.
Filipinos are that out of
you know what I'm saying? My grandma used to make an ill-ass sticky rice. It was just like this crazy, like stick rice with like chicken and shit in it. And I used to love that shit. We used to be looking forward to that every Thanksgiving.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had no stick rice in a long time. All right, we'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys, man.
Okay.
You can hit me up, Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. It's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also, you can leave voicemails. You know, don't call us with that creepy shit or with your problems. It's 512-522-9256.
Wait, right. What should they ask you?
I mean, what happened was motherfuckers was calling, jerking off on it and doing shit like that.
And you're listening to it all day trying to find the good
I
ones?
I wasn't listening to it. The Boo Boys was. They just delayed the
and
message
they couldn't
to
stay
me.
Hard that long all
they
day?
They was like, man,
we can't be fucking rock hard.
We can't be listening to these messages.
Dry, dude. You made these calls, made me dry.
All right.
Ask Danny.
We got, what's up, Danny? What's up, Boo Boys? I got a crush on this girl for years. Nice. Now I'm finally we dating, ready to commit to a serious relationship. I really like her, and she's the first person in years that I would introduce to my family. Only problem is her father's a big-time racist, and she's Asian. I should probably let her know I don't want to burden her with any unnecessary stress before the first meeting, so maybe it would be better to see what happens so I don't warn her or she can prepare or just fuck around and find out. Shouts out to Kai Dyke.
Wait, who's Asian? He is?
Her father.
Her father's Asian.
I think the girlfriend.
Yeah, the girlfriend father's a big-time racist. You just don't meet the motherfucker, man. You know, that's all that is. You just, I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't need to meet everybody's parents, man, you know?
That's
I think
the thing.
His dad is the racist.
Dad's right. And the wife, the chick is half Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, his
and
father is the big-time
asking,
racist.
Should I
oh.
warn her?
No, don't even bring her around, man. What are you doing,
don't
man?
Bring her,
yeah, just.
I mean, you got to tell the dad, though. I'm dating, well.
His dad might disown his ass. He know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. No son of mine's going to die. I killed him and now.
No, yeah.
Now I got to deal with one in my house.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even put nobody in that situation. Having racist parents got to be crazy, though.
But, I mean, you got to challenge them, too. But, no, you don't really. Not with the, if I'm the boyfriend, I'm like, fucking deal with your own family.
Yeah,
I don't deal with that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even put her in that situation. Just don't even deal with that shit. Like, that's just like, I don't know. Why you want her to meet your family anyway?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Like, yeah,
what if she fucks your dad? Then what?
He'd be like, hold up, bitch. Let me show you this egg roll.
I will love you for a long time.
Yeah, say some crazy shit like that. Like, no, that's not cool. Just leave it alone, man. I would say, if anything, because, I mean...
You ever hear a racist try not to be racist? Like, no, you guys can do anything these days. I heard a lot of you read.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's almost worse than anything.
I know. Like,
it's worse than just... I'd rather you just be up front with me. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I saw a guy in the park at Union Square, one of those parks. Whatever. And he saw a black guy with his son teach him how to bike. It's an old white man. And he goes, hey. Good. That is good.
Like, finally,
like these niggas taking care of one.
Like, these niggas taking care of their kids. No shit.
The guy looked up and was like, "Who are you, dude? Shut up."
Dog. That's almost worse. It's actually worse. All right. Next up, we got stage fright. What's up, man? I've been wanting to do stand up. Just been nervous or scared to do an open mic or anything. Any words of advice not to be scared of getting on stage? Shouts out to Derek.
Derek Poston. Dude, just keep going. You're doing okay. Don't be down on yourself, person.
When you first started out, was you like crazy straight scared about getting up?
Scared as shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how you were. The first time I did an open mic in Northern Virginia, it was the only one out before LA, and I had to like do like two shots and then like drink a beer and just to get like stop from shaking.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I became an alcoholic. I used to drink before every show just to not. I still get fucking nervous before I go on stage, you know? I mean,
really?
But yeah, definitely.
Damn.
But I think what made me more nervous than anything was just not being prepared. I feel like when you prepared and you know you got everything, you've been putting the work in and you know everything, you know you got this shit.
Yeah, there was one time I was following Chris D'Elia who would just crush. And I follow him in the main room at the store. And I was like, fuck, how am I going to follow this? I'm like, Ari, you say this to yourself every time, and it always goes fine. Like, just stop. Just have fun.
But I will say stand-up and music is a lot different, though. You know, in that context, I always say that, like, you know, because you can hide behind the music. It's music playing. You can dance. You know, it's entertainment in a different way. But you bombing on stage and you can hear a pin drop. It got to be like the worst feeling in the world.
God, man. It is. Especially with like a black club, it'll get quiet and then it'll get loud.
Yeah, they it'll start talking loud, and shit. Like, yeah, not paying like, you any attention and shit.
One time though, I did like 5-6 months, maybe even a year. Maybe 5 months. I went home to Maryland for like a month and came back, and I couldn't get on stage.
What?
I was too frightened. I drove all the way from West LA down to the Comedy Store, parked, got out of my car, walked to the Comedy Store, got to the front door, turned right around, got in my car, drove home.
That's crazy.
It was happening again and again. I just couldn't do it. And I had to tell myself to just go on and be bad.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's the thing with comedy. Like, that's what everybody said. That's what, you know, like.
Couldn't get over.
You're going to bomb. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's going to happen. Yeah. So
you know what I did? I was like, I'm going to go up for 3 minutes. That's all you got. I was like, I'm just not going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just went up for 3 minutes. I put my tape recorder down. I went to the mic and I was just like. I just committed to not talking just to get over it. I'm like, it's not going to go good.
Hey, people laughed.
People still laughed. It still did okay.
Because I would have laughed at some shit like that. Like, yeah. Hold up. This is like a performance piece right here. He doing some artistic shit going on.
Yeah. And then you I got know? Over it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, next up we got The Process. Hi, okay. Danny, huge fan. I'm curious, how organized is your creative process?
I'd love to know that same question.
Do you think about what a song is going to be about before you start writing? And if so, how do you know when to just let loose and let your creativity flow where it wants? Thank you so much for your amazing work. You're the greatest living rapper. Shouts out, Frank T.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think it's almost like a spiritual thing. Like, you know, sometimes, like, I get beats and shit, and I just listen to the beat on repeat.
Yeah.
And sometimes something happens and sometimes something don't. But then when you listen to the beat so much, it like just plays in my head constantly. And then I would just, it's always start with the first couple lines. And then it's like off to the races. You know, you just get a couple lines. But I like to write songs with hooks first because that's the glue.
What are the hooks? The chorus?
Yeah, the chorus. I like to write with the hook first because, you know, if you got a dope ass hook and everything else will come easy. But then I learned it's just a lot of different processes. But then it's another way where I was just like, if I can't really come up with something, and I just write just constant bars, just write as much shit as I possibly can to it. Just write like a long ass, like 48 bar verse, and then go through it and just edit it. Be like, oh shit, the best lines, that's going to be the beginning.
Wow.
And then, you know, build from there and then be like, oh, this part could be a hook, and then take that part out. So.
And like, where in the story do you want to start? Yeah. Like maybe I'll start halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever just write lyrics and before you get a beat? Or are you always
all the time? It's kind of the same thing with stand up. Like even the other night, like you come up with a line and then you're like, fuck, that line is fire. It's like, oh, I gotta go write that shit down. I gotta get up out the bed and go to my computer and type it out. Uh-huh. So then that's another thing that I would do too, where I just have all these punchlines or just random lines, and I just gotta write the setup to it.
Right.
You know, so and you know, verses are 16 bars. If I got 4 punchlines, I know I just need to write 3 more bars to that punchline. So 4 punchlines will make a verse.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a scientific way.
Damn.
You know, so if I got like a page full of punchlines, you know, I'd be like, all right, I'll use this one, set up for it. But then, you know, certain shit I like, you know, I'd be like, oh, that's a good start. That's the beginning. Because you always want to start a verse off strong. That's why I try to say like the craziest shit in the beginning.
Do you have like, I want to talk about this topic and then like
I
get
think
into
the
it?
Beat, or sometimes the topic finds itself.
Like gentrification of Detroit.
Yeah, that just started out as a joke. I came up with the title, like, because I would see, like, I was living in downtown Detroit, and I would see these white girls, like, just hanging around in places that, like, 10, 20 years ago, that shit was like crack dens and like, oh shit, that's Jen's Terrific Vacation. And I would just say that. But then the name was so cool, I just was like, all right, I'm going to write a song of that shit. But when I got that beat, that wasn't what I was thinking. It just ended up happening one night where it was like, oh shit, this could go with that. And then you do that, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of times we're like, you write verses and shit. Sometimes we're like I would say, you'll get these startup lines or something like that. Like I can be on a plane and like come up with a line, don't have no beat or nothing, and then just write a whole verse out. And then one day you just hear a beat, be like, oh, Lord, that shit go with this. And then you put that together like that. So it's just so many. I like to have a lot of different ways, because then you get stuck in one process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then you'll get in situations where like which would be the worst for me, where like a motherfucker would be like, hire you. I mean, not hire you, but like want you to do a verse on a song, and you got to come to the studio, and then you like, you know, you got your normal process of how you do shit, but you can't come up with shit.
Right.
You know? So then I got
That must be way different. Yeah, you got like a few different guys.
Yeah, So like this way ain't working, this way gonna work, this way ain't working, this way gonna work. I guess I'm gonna stand up could be like, how do you, what's your process like?
Well, we rarely have to do it for somebody. Attell said like when he used to do a lot more late night stuff, and that was like a real thing, I was like, do you write clean? He goes, no, I just write. And then if there's a clean joke, I'm put in my mind, oh, that's good for NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's good for HBO.
Okay.
But yeah, at this point, stand up, we just write for ourselves. Whatever we want, we can say it whenever we want.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, like, hey, I need a short joke. Sometimes I get the light in 3 minutes and I just wrap up in one, and I'm like, I need a 1 minute joke. I don't have any.
That's crazy.
So I need some for that.
Like, that's the whole thing.
I want to be dirtier more.
That's the whole thing I can't grasp about stand up. It's like, how do you write that shit? Like, you know, like, how do you just sit down and write a joke? Is it like, because I feel like, you know, well, like music, we have to sit down sometimes. Like I say, if you get. Nigga, like, all right,
it.
Let me write a verse, you know? But with comedy, it's like you go through day and day life and shit happen. You be like, oh, you can figure out, like, oh, that could be a bit. That could be a bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Can you just sit down and be like, I'm about to write a joke?
Some people do. I don't.
Like, that's crazy.
I'm
like,
illiterate.
How do you do that, man?
Yeah, I don't know how to write a joke like Norman. He just sits out and writes a joke. And I'm like, what?
How do you just.
I just say it a few times till it's like a little funny, or I riff. I was like, that's funny. And then I'll try to tweak it.
That's
but I
got to
start with
me,
something
man.
Decent.
All right.
How do you decide to go low Danny or high Danny?
Based on what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like if I'm, and you know, the high pitch shit, that's just, it's kind of funny. So if I'm, you know, I'm saying like funny punchlines or like some just out there off the wall ass shit, then yeah, I mean, me saying it in that voice will make it way more funnier than me saying it in that fucking low pitch.
Do you, when you come out at the beginning of the show, so my buddy that I introduced you to, Daniel Simonson, he's a huge fan. And he like broke it down. I was like, whoa. He said how fucking deep you are, man. So he goes, he has two voices. He goes, this high pitched voice, which is party, drugs, let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's
his
like
other
Dr.
voice,
Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, this other voice, which is lower, which he does 30-40% of the time, which is actually don't do drugs. They've ruined my life.
Yeah.
I've lost everything dear to me with drugs. For real, stay away. But then actually, though, drugs are good. Let's forget about partying. and then when I saw you that first time, it was JPEG came out first, and it was like, hey, I'm JPEG, whatever. And then you go, and in the high pitched voice, you said, and I'm Danny, with like hi. Mm-hmm. Are you going, is that you saying, I'm doing this show as the party guy?
No, it's just, I mean, I'm going to talk like that normal on stage just because it just sounds funnier. I think it's almost like just some scary shit of being on stage.
Okay.
So it's like, you got to kind of put like a superhero kind of shit. Like, I'm too vulnerable to just be myself kind of thing, you know? I don't know, but yeah. So when I talk like that, it's just be.
How'd you come up with that? Alter egos.
Adderall.
Damn.
Literally, the first time I rapped in that way, it was off Adderall. That was like my first time doing Adderall. I wrote a song called Hybrid. And it was just, I don't know. First to breakfast, late to dinner, flow so cold, I'm sort of like incinerator, hater, none greater than an urban dictator. I don't know. It just came out. And I was like, fuck, that shit was dope. And then I just kept doing it.
I love how much music is made for drugs.
Yeah.
I saw that's why I heard about this hyphy documentary.
Oh, yeah. Hyphy shit.
Yeah.
Bay.
And they were like, it's as soon as Molly came. They were like, we need beats to meet that.
Fucking Mac Dre and shit.
Mac Dre,
The Thizzle Dance.
Uh-huh. How's it?
Popping in collar and shit. I used to watch the fucking Thizz. He was so ahead. People don't understand. Mac Dre was so ahead of his time because he was the first person like putting out like content. Like, he had, like, his own YouTube channel and shit that, and, like, putting out these DVDs and all that kind of shit. Like, Thizz Nation, like, that whole shit. Who knew that that's what everybody was going to be doing later, you know? I've actually been going down a Memphis rap rabbit hole.
Really?
Like, all that
What's
dark.
What's that like?
That dark 3-6 Mafia and shit. I actually just finally learned the greatness of Coops the Nigga. Coops the Nigga is fucking dope. And I've been listening to that shit like crazy, man.
What a fun way to name yourself where I know. White people can't even reference
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they just got to call him Coop, Coops, you know? Yeah, like yeah, Coops the yeah, name. Yeah. But Coops the nigga is Coops crazy.
You go with
he was so ahead of his time, man. I remember I used to hear that, but I was such a like East Coast rap nerd, like real hip hop.
Yeah.
So I didn't even, you know, Coops the nigga. We used to.
Coops the, oh, okay. Yeah, we it's used not to. Coops the. Oh, Nicka. Nicka. Okay.
Yeah.
that's okay. That's like a New York Nicka.
But you really got to put the emphasis on them C's. You
really
got to
say
it,
those C's. You know? He really should put a K in that second one.
But I used to listen to that shit like, that ain't no real hip hop and shit really? Like that. But then now I'm older and just understand what it actually is, I used to, you know, look at hip hop as a sound more so than a lifestyle. And they were really on some hip hop shit.
Damn.
Because hip hop is really just an expression of what you are and yourself and your surroundings and where you come from. And that's what they was doing. They couldn't have been no New York niggas. They couldn't right, have been no West Coast that. Motherfuckers. And they had their own shit, man. And then I just love the dirtiness and like the dark, like, because all that shit was on tapes. So when you listen to it on YouTube and shit, it's still ripped from a tape.
Right, so it's still just like got that hiss. Lo-fi.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Damn,
man.
That's how the Black Keys got good. It sounds like that. It sounds like dub to a dub to a dub.
Yeah, that shit'd be so dope, man. It's crazy how now we have the ability to make shit so crispy and clean and shit. And now you want to hear it dirty.
It's
you know?
Too smooth.
Yeah. All right, we got some white people shit. We got Lil White Snack.
White people shit.
Hi, Danny. Deli ham, cream cheese wrapped in pickles. Take a piece of deli ham, spread cream cheese on it, and wrap it around a pickle. Love the show. Dave in cold ass North Dakota. I don't know if that's like a pregnant bitch snack.
That's disgusting. Ham pickle roll-ups?
I don't think that's bad, though. They actually got this spot in Detroit now. They got sandwiches made with pickle as the bread.
No, really?
Yeah.
How do you?
You got to hold
get
it
all over your hands?
You got to hold it real tight. They give you gloves.
Okay.
But yeah, that shit looked good as fuck. I saw it on TikTok. I was like, damn, you know.
That's not bad. Remember the double down?
Yeah, the double down was some nasty shit,
that
though,
was
man.
Like that was trying to kill America. That was from Russia, for sure.
I remember one time I took one of my homies on tour. He a little fat. He a little fat homie. But you know, and the thing is about touring is that, you know, they on tour with me, so they eating like I eat. And I probably eat like once a day. I ain't thinking about how these motherfuckers eat. They get their per diem or whatever. And every one time I probably, you know, I was on drugs. And so I wasn't eating like that anyway. But then this motherfucker was starving. Like every time the bus rolled past a restaurant, you know, you see the little trucks. I'm like, man, KFC coming up right now.
You know, he's on his map already. He's like, oh, check it out.
So
he's
like,
waiting. What's up in
no
the windows?
Fucking KFC. And we stopped. He stopped at the KFC, and he was like, "Man, I don't know the next time I'm gonna eat. Give me a double down." And he ate that motherfucking double down. I was like, "That was the first time I even knew them shits exist."
I'm what
like,
is it? Two fried chicken as buns.
Yeah.
What's in the middle? Just
cheese and bacon,
and bacon in the middle.
Yeah, that's heart attack shit.
And then they have jalapeno double down. Is that what I'm saying in the middle there? KFC's
King Cobra be making his own double downs
Korean?
Too, man.
What?
King Cobra, he been wilding. This motherfucker been
Who's
making
that?
His own. It's one of my YouTubers I've been watching.
Oh, nice.
And he's been going through it, man. He's actually yes, it's all bad right now. But he's been going through it. He's actually making his own homemade mead.
Really?
Yeah, because he's just such a drunk alcoholic. There you go. That's my boy. Shouts out to Cole.
King Cobra. Yeah. He looks like he put bottles in his butt.
Oh man, I don't know what Cobra do. He's on a 6-year dry spell right now.
Dry spell from what? Bottles and butts?
Pussy. He ain't had no pussy in like 6 years.
I can believe that.
The last, man, his teeth. But, you know, King Cobra's teeth was always fucked up. But now since he's been drinking his mead, he's been putting all kind of crazy shit in his mead too, man. Like, yeah, King Cobra is a sight.
What the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, it's a sight, man. It's a sight to see. Yeah, there you go. You see holding a bottle of it. It looked like Jinkum. Yeah, so he's been making mead, man, and it's destroying his teeth. I mean, his teeth is already fucked up, but now you can tell now he be eating shit. The other day he ate a 3-day-old Baconator.
What?
Yeah. It was a Baconator.
As a challenge?
No, just for fun.
Just like, oh, shit, I didn't realize I had this. Because
he be getting drunk, man. I really be feeling like, because a lot of time he don't be streaming for days and shit.
Dude, you do some wild stuff to your intestines when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I'll eat it.
He just picked up a Baconator and just ate that shit, man. I was like, dog.
Dude, that reminds me. I was in Ecuador. It was high to COVID. We were in the Amazon. Some guy was like, hey, do you want, in Spanish, you speak Spanish? I was like, a little. My partner did. He's like, do you want the cure for COVID? This guy with just pants on, nothing, just in, like, we're like, how are we going to say no to this? Even though I don't want to go in there. He's this big fucking, you know, those water bottles you turn over onto a dispenser? He had one of those cut open with just brown liquid. And he's like, drink some. He took a top of a Tide thing and he's like, drink some. You'll never get COVID.
What was it?
ass. I
mean, oh.
There was so much shit in there. There's a whole fucking coconut husk, a fucking all these things. It tasted so fucking bad. And he gave us a bottle, just a regular water bottle. I was like, drink a capful every day. You won't get it.
Yeah, but you just got COVID.
I stopped drinking it.
Oh.
I didn't get it for 6 months in Ecuador. The so height.
Ecuadorian COVID got to be some different shit, too.
They were piling up bodies on the streets.
Really?
Yeah. Kids had to walk by a pile of bodies on the way
from
to school.
From COVID?
Mm-hmm. Fuck. They were not prepared. They were not prepared.
That's dark right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, rap about it.
Fuck no.
Do that low voice.
I actually try to stay away from like political shit, man, in my music, yeah. Man. But I love
that's
that
smart.
Shit, though.
Dude, I heard some lady say, as soon as you see an artist, a musician, a writer, anybody get political online, you know their art's about to get way
worse.
Yeah,
arc, yeah. That's true. That's some truth to that shit. So all right, what is your top five artists or bands?
Ooh, Arcade Fire's up there.
Oh, shit, Suburbs.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Nice.
People don't know I actually cut my hair like that when I had that swoop because of Wynn Butler.
Yeah.
I saw it, I was like, oh, that shit look cool. And I got my hair cut like that.
Let me see who else. Dude, I really enjoyed seeing you twice. That was fucking great live music.
Yeah.
I like a live band and you put it on.
You got to pull up, man. This tour, I'm pretty sure we're bumping to each other.
Really? Yeah, yeah. For sure. Who else do I like? I mean, I like fucking Black Keys for a while. Dolly Parton, I just saw for the first time and probably
really?
Last.
Dolly yeah. Parton still look good, man.
She still brings it.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
How old is Dolly Parton, man?
About 200 or 250, I forget.
Dolly Parton giving me faith. 78.
Yeah.
Like a bitch could still look good at 78,
she's still
man.
You
like,
know she's still fucking.
Oh, yeah. She's dropping it low.
God damn. I'm trying to think who I like. I really don't know. Why can't it come to me right now? Oh, LCD Sound System. Love
I seen you bet you had a clip of Billy Strings.
Yeah, we gotta talk, buddy.
Yeah, what's up with him? He actually followed me on Instagram. We follow each
really?
Other now. Yeah.
Have you talked?
No, I mean, I don't know.
What do we gotta do? Get your Jews together to talk?
I mean, that's usually how it works.
Okay. So you're Jew and Billy's Jew. Just fucking listen, this guy, I just discovered him. Mm-hmm. It's bluegrass.
Yeah.
But it's psychedelic bluegrass. I don't know what the genre is. I'm mm-hmm. making that up. But it's just drugs and fucking whatever. Play.
No,
man. I don't know.
We can't play nothing.
Oh, okay. But, can't play something from YouTube?
Oh, we could play something, but we'd have to cut the music out.
Well, I'll cut you out. How about that? Don't play it.
All right.
But just listen to his stuff later.
I am.
It's just hard bluegrass with your lyrics over. I don't see how it can't be a hit.
No, I can rap over anything.
I heard that. I listened to it for 4 days. And then as soon as I was like, oh, this would go perfect. It would go fucking perfect. It would be a massive hit. At least to me.
And so many people was hitting me up like, yeah, y'all got to do it.
You got to do it. Those people are right.
Y'all got to do it. It would be dope. It would be dope. But I'm always open. I love...
Cross-genre shit?
Yeah, I love that shit.
It's so cool.
That's my whole shit. Like, a lot of my favorite music has always been like that.
Like, and dude, like Appalachia, that type of music and rap is the same thing, just from a different...
What is Appalachia?
Like bluegrassy, oh, okay. Like, you know, it's all like songs of suffering.
Actually, he's from Michigan, too, right?
He's from Michigan. I didn't even know that when I suggested it.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
All I want to do is listen to it while I'm skiing. That's all I want out of it. I don't need anything.
You know how to ski, Ari?
I know how to ski hella.
How do you learn how to ski?
By being Jewish. By being like high blood.
That's one thing. Black people don't have ski trips. That's not like our thing.
No, you have knockout game.
Oh, knockout game. That was crazy. They was just knocking motherfuckers off for no reason.
Filming evidence.
I mean, that's what social media and all this shit has turned to motherfuckers, where they just doing anything to go viral. Now, I really hate that, like, that shit has hit the hood like that, where anybody feel like they can just grab a camera and just, like,
and just
fuck
do
it.
Some terrible
I'm just
things
to someone. Ugh. I'm about to do shit. Because now I'd be like, so much shit, there's like certain shit should just stay in the hood. You got so many fucking YouTube channels of people just talking about like, this motherfucker killed this motherfucker. Why he killed this motherfucker. This shit like that.
What's that song over there where they're all playing golf? They're singing over some like
little girl
song.
Yeah, that shit was dark.
Yeah,
that shit was dark. And they were just talking about motherfuckers that killed. Yeah. That shit was some dark shit.
Also, Billy Strings, everybody says, I haven't been to one of his shows yet. It's the same. It's just hype. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do drugs. Let's have a good time. Let's just party.
I really hate that has happened in rap music, but I feel like it's all our fault. Because remember back in the day where motherfuckers would be like gangster rappers and shit, they'd be like, he ain't like that, he a studio gangster.
Mm-hmm.
He fake, he ain't really living that life. And then now it's like only motherfuckers that's talking. They really talking about shit they did. Like, oh, I killed this nigga at the liquor store last night. And everybody be like, oh, I love that shit. A million views. Thumbs up.
And the cops go right to your door.
Fuck, yeah. Now they fucking putting adding your music in trials and shit like that. Like, oh, that shit is crazy, man.
Damn. Oh, yeah. They bring it up in trials.
Yeah. Like that video, like Young Thug, he's listening to Lifestyle in court. Like he said, blood right here. You know, this is crazy, Young Thug, man.
That's right. I remember early cop podcasts were like, can we admit to drug use? Is this evidence?
And
we're
really?
We were like, didn't know. We're like, I guess they could come after us. We're saying we have fucking mushrooms in my fridge.
Oh, yeah.
They could just come in and say, let me see your fridge.
Yeah.
They'd find them.
But now it's like, motherfuckers ain't even. I don't know. They got a lot of bigger. They got fucking Trank in Philadelphia and all that shit. They got bigger problems on their hands than podcasters having mushrooms in their refrigerator and shit like that.
It's really in my freezer.
Yeah. Fucking drugs, man. Man. It's a dark world right now, man. I do love, though, one of my favorite shows is the border shows where they try to, motherfucker trying to sneak drugs in on the airport. You watch them shits on Nat Geo?
I've seen like a commercial for it. It looks pretty badass.
Oh, I love that shit.
Like,
man.
How to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be how to do it. It'd just be like, it's like an airport. It'd be like in an airport, like fucking in Cuba or something, just see the motherfucker fly and he got a fucking dial filled up with 3 kilos.
He's sitting
it's
like, weird. He's like,
oh shit. Like, yeah. Like, I love that shit, man. That's like my favorite shit. So, what you listen to when you said?
When I'm sad, best breakup album is Beck.
Beck?
We had a breakup album for Winona Ryder.
Really?
Sea Change. It was all about Winona Ryder. I found out later. He said he couldn't start writing it for 2 years after they broke up.
Damn.
It's mellow.
No, I will say, man, I don't know how it is with comedy.
Sad.
Can you work during, like say if you're having a bad breakup?
Yeah.
Like if you're going through, like,
you gotta rewrite.
Like, how do you write?
You can't do the party stuff. It'll be all low voice, Danny.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, I know. Like, yeah, no, I was right. Saying that to say, like, when I'm going through shit, it's, like, hard for me to, like, be creative and, like, make music and shit.
No, like, I remember going through a bad break. I had dumped and, like, feeling, and just, like, it just wasn't going well on stage. I just didn't have the laugh. There was no joy.
Like, how do you write, how do you be funny when you're sad?
Legitimate, I call it meditation or mushrooms, helps to look at yourself from the in and be like, look at this idiot suffering and make fun of the suffering. You know, I remember doing a bit about like refusing to wash a plate because like my chick ate off it. So it's like her leftover macaroni and cheese. And I'm just looking at it getting moldy and like crusty. And I'm like, no, that was her last plate. And just like making fun of that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So it's like finding, I mean, I guess that's what a lot of comedy is making humor out of the dark
humor
shit.
And pain. Yeah.
That's why all comedians is fucked up, man. That's why they all dark, crazy motherfuckers, man.
We're living in a dark web of our lives.
Yeah. And then just making light of that shit, man. That's the best
to me, is that you get some awful thing that nobody wants to laugh at, and you're like, let me try to find
humor in that humor shit. In that.
Yeah. And if they don't laugh, they'll walk out angry.
I would think,
they'll threaten you.
I would think that has to be like therapeutic in some way, because then that kind of helps you get over it.
Right.
Yes, when you can joke about it.
My friend made a joke about Parkland shooting. It was like kindergartners.
Oh, shit.
The day after.
Yeah, that's...
And it was so good. It was such a chance. She made the... I'm not going to ruin the joke. She's coming out with a special, Adrian Appalucci. But like, she makes a joke the day after. The America's feeling it. There was a silence for about 8 seconds. And then an explosion for about 30. And it was like one of the greatest laughs I've ever seen.
So is there an artist or a song that an ex ruined for you?
That an ex... Damn. Do you have one? Damn.
Yeah. I told these motherfuckers last week, I think. It was Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Yeah. Because she had that song, Are You Somebody? You ever heard that shit? Tell me, are you that somebody? Yeah. The whole song is about her cheating on her man or cheating on him. And my girl used to listen to that shit all the time. I'd be like, hold up, bitch. And then the bitch was cheating.
Oh, damn it. I couldn't watch South Park for a while because I got my chick into it.
Oh, okay.
And then then I know she kept liking it. I was like, well, no, I don't like it. But I'm like, that's my fucking show.
Yeah.
Damn it, you took it from me. And then I realized, like, you know, a lot of people actually like it.
South Park is crazy how long it's been going on, man. I wouldn't believe
that. At that high level.
I remember when it first came out, we used to watch this shit on, like, VHS.
Passed around.
Like, it was like a thing.
Too.
It was like some underground shit,
It
man.
Was wild.
With chocolate salty balls and all that shit. That was like...
Santa versus Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what the fuck is this?
And now it was just like... political commentary. It's really like they having their arc right now. Yeah, they having their arc now, you know?
When they went to full seasons instead of single episodes, full whole together seasons,
mm-hmm.
like that. They hit another stride. I didn't know they could hit a stride 20 years in.
Yeah, no. It's kind of gotten better, to be honest. Like, I mean, that Baldur's Gate episode was hilarious, man.
Which one?
The Baldur's Gate one, that shit had me dying, man. But then they do like these full, like they did pretty much making movies and shit.
Yeah.
You watch them. I like the specials and shit. But I watched
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate.
Is that this season?
Yeah.
I haven't caught up yet in this season.
Yeah, that one's crazy. They did like, they made, because you know how like every fucking movie and shit always changing up the characters, like Ghostbusters.
Make
got
gay,
females
make
now.
Whatever, yeah.
So now they've made all the South Park characters as women.
Yeah.
It was like one, the black lady was Cartman.
The Pandaverse was so fun.
Yeah, it was so funny, man. But the fact that they still killing it, like you wouldn't think that they could be able to keep it going.
They hit
man.
Both sides, which is nice. They're always making fun of both sides of everything.
I mean, at this point, they can do whatever they want. They would have got canceled. Like, they would have been, like, people would have been got them the fuck out of there. Like,
that's a power that's like, you can't come after us. Everyone tried and failed. So people just leave them alone now.
Yeah, no. But I mean, and I think because it's good, too.
It's also really good.
If it sucked, then that'd be like a whole nother thing. It'd be like, yeah, get this shit out of here, man. But the fact that they actually are good.
And they're away from Hollywood. They don't give a fuck about any of those people. So they don't care who they make fun of. They just got their own lives in fucking Santa Monica or South Park.
And I mean, they had the fucking show at Red Rocks.
Like, what do you mean?
They played like the South Park band at like Red Rocks or some shit. That shit. Was
you ever play Red Rocks?
Yeah, I play Red Rocks more times than I can count.
Fuck.
I just was there like last year with like Souls of Mischief.
How was that with you? I can't imagine you with seats.
No, it sucks.
Oh.
Playing seated venues do suck. But no, I like playing Red Rocks though. I mean, only thing that, you know, playing in like Denver, Colorado, just that altitude shit.
Oh, yeah, it's hard, especially with your energy.
Like jumping around and shit, you get tired as fuck quick as hell. But now, since I'm not smoking, I did notice that was a big change.
Oh,
and I was really. But I usually, you know, when you play Red Rock, they give you this gas mask, they give you the gas tank, and you can just sit around and get oxygen and shit.
Do it on stage, too.
I would always just walk around carrying the tank around with me. So I used to love doing that. You know what I'm saying? Getting drunk and just huffing oxygen. Like, yeah, this is dope.
Nice. I played Detroit in April.
Oh, shit, where at?
Fillmore?
Oh yeah, Fillmore is big, man.
Really?
It's dope. Yeah. Fillmore is, I remember they used to call it State Theater back in the day. They used to have these crazy like that's where the white people like fucking like the fucking techno club type shit.
That's
when I first got to that shit going there, like, yeah, man, these white bitches are hot. And going to the State Theater, man. Yeah. Yeah, the Fillmore
now.
Damn,
that's pretty.
Yeah, Fillmore.
I want a plain theater. I don't want a pretty theater. I want you looking up. I want you looking at me.
Fillmore's dope though. I never played the Fillmore.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll get there, buddy.
That's I know, right? One day. My
maybe
goal
I'll
is
let you
to play the
MC
Fillmore.
For me.
That's the crazy part about me, man. I don't play shows in Detroit.
Really?
Like when I go on tour, like I don't have a Detroit fan base. That's not
why?
Like,
why?
Yeah, I mean I'm from there, but my music ain't their thing.
Damn.
If I do, I would play like Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Oh,
there
I'm talking shit. I'm actually playing in Lansing, but you know that's more like college
Lansing
town.
Lansing is
it's
Michigan
like Michigan State,
right?
Yeah,
that's
so
far.
It's pretty much that. I mean, it's like an hour away.
But that's not Detroit, though.
No, yeah, I never played. That's why I used to throw the festival. I mean, not a festival, but I used to throw that Thanksgiving show every year because it is a lot of people in Detroit that do want to see me.
Yeah.
You know, so I would play that show every year. Throw it myself. I had to throw my own Detroit show every year. I'm not doing it no more because I'm just tired of coming back.
Oh, yeah. At some point, like, that was fun, but it's become
normalized. Did it 10 years. I did it for 10 years. So
let somebody else do it.
Yeah, I feel like I did it enough, you know.
Who's your favorite Detroit artist now?
Favorite Detroit artist right now?
One of. You don't have to say favorite. That's a bad question.
No. I think Babyface, Ray, and V's. I like them. Because they come in. I mean, you know, Detroit is always like, you know, Detroit is a gangster place. So the rappers from there, for street rappers and shit, they always come with like a... You know, they got to be gangster and shit like that. But I feel like them two, they actually really kind of represent, like, Detroit motherfuckers really just some swagged out fly motherfuckers. And they coming from that part of it. You know, not too many rappers from Detroit have came with that, with the fashion shit, wearing dope, just talking about wearing dope clothes, fucking with bitches and getting high, you know?
That's cool.
I like them. I like V's and Babyface.
Something I can relate to in music.
Yeah.
I like killing a cop. I'm like, all right, good luck with that.
I mean, I think now.
Like, what about dancing?
I mean, of course. Dancing. I think we, like, shocked. Value more than anything with rap music. So I think as a kid hearing that kind of shit, I gravitated to it because it's like, man, this is crazy. I can't believe a person saying this on a rap song. So
yeah,
but now since I've been sober, like I can't listen to that shit kind of like that no more.
Doesn't relate to you.
I just don't want to hear that shit. It's just kind of being like, shit, give me PTSD or something. It's like, man, I don't want to hear about you fucking my bitch and shooting me. And so I don't kind of listen to that shit.
Unpleasant.
I'm actually going through a pop music arc right now, man.
Pop music?
Yeah, man.
What do you listen to?
I listen to like...
Drake?
No, like Frost Children and like, you know, just hyper pop, like Honey Gex.
You know, pop sets are popular, right?
Yeah, but no, hyperpop is like, hyperpop is different. It's just like fast and like, it's, I don't know, it's like some internet, it's like some terminally online music motherfuckers kind of shit. But okay. Frost Children is dope. I think you'll like Frost
Children.
Send
me that.
Yeah, okay. They actually just texted me not too long ago, send me some dope shit. So I actually want to work with them. They're going to be here in March, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean work with them?
Right, we're going to do some shit together.
What does that mean?
We're going to make some songs.
Great. You know who else you should make a song with?
Yeah.
Billy Strings.
Shout out to
Billy motherfucking Strings.
I definitely, yeah, I mean, I'm open to the idea.
I'm
going to
set up a conversation.
If you can make it happen, I'm down.
I don't want anything. Do you understand? I just want the joy to the world.
Yeah, I'm not a sliding DMs kind of
motherfucker. Okay.
You know how many times
I'm gonna hook it up.
I've slid like try to hit a motherfucker up like, oh, I want to work with this person or something like that.
It's so embarrassing if they ignore you. Like,
they
damn
ghost
it.
You.
Yeah, you unread.
You just feel shitty. Like, damn, I'm gonna suck, man. So I don't like putting myself through that emotional turmoil.
I get my Jews to find out who your Jews are and his Jews are.
I'm with the Rosenbergs.
You're with the Rosenbergs. Okay.
Or even like hitting motherfuckers up for this podcast. Motherfuckers ghost you like,
I know,
like,
it's so embarrassing.
Suck. Like, all right, nigga, you think you too good.
I was nervous reaching out to you. I was like, hey, you have some friends I have.
Yeah, man. That shit weak, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, so that's for the most part. So I don't really do that. But it is a lot of people I want to work with. You know? I don't have the courage to ask, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of just fly solo. But certain people, I would just acknowledge that I'm a fan of you. I didn't hopefully...
That's a good way. Like, hey, I'm a big fan. Like, you could be like anybody. They don't have to respond. And then it'd be like, oh, hey.
But that even make you feel shitty, too, when you tell a motherfucker, like, I like what you're doing out here, man. Your shit is dope. I fuck with you. Then they just don't say nothing back. You're like, all right, nigga, you just fanboyed me.
Damn it.
You just fanboyed me. At least say thank you. So yeah. I don't do that shit no more,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
I don't
good
do
luck
that
to all your
no
endeavors.
More. I just leave that shit alone, man. What was your, because you do like going to see live music a lot.
God, I love it so fucking much.
So what was your first concert?
Eurythmics at Constitution Hall.
That's dope.
Yeah. My sister took me.
Damn, man.
Yeah. That ruled. I remember being up there. I liked Eurythmics a lot from like Missionary Man and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was standing. I was loving it so much. And I just heard somebody, because it's a seated place, someone goes, all right, sit down already. Like, oh, shit, sorry. I love when they don't like you getting a good time.
It's so weird for me that I actually do this shit now, because I remember being a kid, like going to shows, and I would just be more like, I don't know, in awe of being like, that's that person. Like, I can't believe it. Like, I'm really like, that's that person. Yeah. Like, I've seen him on TV and in magazines, and
oh, really?
Now he's right there. And that would freak me out the most.
Damn.
It almost couldn't, like, I couldn't even really enjoy the music.
What? I get in a trance sometimes where I'm just like, I see them killing so hard. I'm just like, whoa. I just like ride their like mental wave. I'm just like, Jesus. And I stop even dancing. Everyone's moving around me. I'm just like, whoa.
It is like you do get like a crazy high being on stage. It's almost like I said, it's like transferring energy. Like, you know, like when the show is like going super good and shit, and you're like hitting every lyric, everything is going perfect. They having a good time. It's like, it is like no better feeling in the world. That is my drug.
I told that was it Brooklyn Steel or was it a Pier? Where did I see you the first time?
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn. It was I can't.
Not this last time.
I know that was the fucking small show.
But no, it was New York. We walked home.
Yeah.
It was Manhattan.
It was Brooklyn. It was I can't think of
Whatever it was. But man, it was so fucking wild, and you were conducting them. You know, you were just like making them move. The way the crowd, I told you, it was filled to here. As soon as you get on, it just a third just went closer.
Yeah,
and they were already
crazy.
Packed in.
Yeah,
that's why I was like,
crazy.
I gotta get down there. Yeah, Flaming Lips, same shit. I'm like, I gotta go. When I saw Pink Floyd here, I was with Rogan. We're sitting in the fucking king seats, and I was like, with an intermission, I'm like, hey, dude, I'm going up there. I was on acid, and he was like, well, we gotta go. I'm like, I might miss it in a second, bro.
Yeah,
I'll see you later. This is one of the greatest shows I've ever been at.
That is my favorite shit, though. Like, obviously, I don't. That's the only thing I would say. Like, being on stage and performing so much now, I can't really go to a show now.
Why?
Because it feels like I'm at work.
Oh, damn.
Like, you know?
You can't just let loose?
Yeah, no. So I'm like, but if it's somebody that I'm super a fan of, and I just really love their music so much, that's why I really love playing festivals. Because then there's so many people performing, you can just go see it.
Yeah,
you can just go see people. And Even though, like, I think it changed a lot now where, like, most festivals are booking people that are, like, popular and shit like that. But back in the day, it would be, like, half of the bill. You didn't know.
Well, the daytime bands are the ones you're, like, coming up.
Yeah, so you would go, I would go early and just, like, just see shit. And they'd be like, oh, shit, this shit is dope. And then, yeah. You know, get up on their music like that. Then next year, they playing main stages. I love to see a person
rise.
That's
how we saw Lizzo. We saw Lizzo like that. We're like, oh, this lady's fucking, who the fuck is this? And then who is that band from, I think, Nashville? Big fucking black singer, female black singer, real deep voice. But like rock and roll, Alabama Shakes.
Okay.
And we saw them go from there to like 3 years later, main stage. And it was like, yeah, you just see them crush. And you're like, oh, they're making a name for themselves.
Yeah, that's like no better feeling. Like, damn, it make you kind of feel like you was right. Like,
yeah. You see them, I saw them like, there. I brought them up there.
Yeah. Like, that was me. That's me. Right. I knew they was dope. I knew they could do it. Now they killing shit.
Yeah. And then you can't get a ticket. You're like, come on, where's my freebie? Like,
all right, don't know you. Let's spin the wheel so we can get out of here. Cause I gotta go fucking get a haircut, man. I'm actually going to see U2 at the Spear.
Really?
Yeah, Vegas tomorrow.
Interesting.
You like U2?
Used to love them, but man, I don't anymore. But I used to love them. They got hits though.
All right, let's see.
The Spear should be cool.
Yeah, I think jumping jacks.
What does that mean?
Actually, jumping jacks, I guess.
What does that mean? You have to do them or?
No.
I don't understand the game.
I think jumping jacks is like a...
Oh, you just have to talk about them?
Yeah, I think jumping jacks is a, I think jumping jacks is an underrated exercise in some sense, right?
You can do it.
Because, I mean, what's the difference between jumping rope? Like, jumping rope is like a great way to do cardio.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Low impact.
Doing jumping jacks like the same thing as jumping rope?
The problem with jumping jacks, when you got a good rhythm of hands open, legs open, or... closed or whatever, and then you switch up somewhere in the middle, and now you don't know what you're doing.
I'm black. Out. I got rhythm. That don't happen to me.
What's that like, Daniel? What is that like?
That don't happen to me. My jumping jacks is old point.
Jumping jacks are part of calisthenics.
But I guess because jumping rope, it would be something with that.
I was doing it. We did a weight loss challenge. We had to wear the heart monitor, try to burn calories, and I would do that to keep my heart rate up. It worked hell.
Yeah, that's what I would feel like jumping jacks is an underrated, workout. Like people, like if you go get like a trainer, they ain't gonna tell you to do jumping jacks.
And no one rates them.
Yeah,
way underrated.
Yeah.
So do your jumping jacks, folks.
Do your jumping jacks, man. They used to make you always. You got to think when you were a kid in gym class, that was like the go to.
That's how they prepare like North Vietnamese for war.
Yeah, that's why they win.
That's right. These are jumping jacks. No one will beat you.
Fucking jumping jacks. All right, man. We about it. This motherfucker got some shit you want to plug, Ari?
Yeah, I'll be at Denver in March for 2 weeks trying to do the longest run I've ever done in Denver. And all up and down doing a bus tour in March and April. And then going to Australia in May.
Oh, shit. Fucking with the Aussies. I love Australia, man.
Dude, it's the fucking best.
Fucking.
Meat pies.
What's that shit, that fake Burger King they got? Hungry Jacks.
Hungry Jacks. I met a chick on Tinder there once, and I decided a high-level move. I was like, I'm going to spit on her pussy. And then I did. She was like, did you spit on my vagina? I was like, yes. Why didn't you like that? And I was like, all right.
All right, man. That was great. To leave on. I think American girls like that, though. All right.
Bye, maybe. It was a chance.
Yeah. God damn it. I love y'all motherfuckers. Peace. Bye. See y'all again.
Buddy, thanks.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Always fun with your ass, man.